I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at 91 Classical and Nashville Public Radio. There's going to be fun in Live in Studio C today with Balkan music, Bulgarian music specifically, played by Nashville's Balkan band Natchez Thrace. It's a great name come up with by Kyle Jones, with Michael Lewandowski and Nermin Begovic, who are all here to play tumbak, mandolin, and accordion. Natchez Thrace, welcome to Live in Studio C.
Thank you.
Well, Kyle, so I'm going to start with you.
Sure.
Give us a little context, introduction about the group and the players and the music.
Well, I was invited to play with this group, I guess about a year or so ago, maybe a little over that. Yep. And they had the other drummer had left. He'd been playing with them for some time. And they were looking for a drummer, and we have a common friend named Roxana Imam, who I'd played Indian classical music with, and she told them basically that you know, I could pretty much hop in the seat because the similarities between this music and the Indian counting system were kind of one and the same, which is another study altogether. But so I pretty much hopped up on the stage with these guys in a lot of fear. And Michael to my left and Nermin to my right, they were basically telling me how to count these things off. And I think Michael at that point, you know, it's because Michael has an Indian classical background, he was able to tell me how to count the rhythms off.
And the music we're hearing today is quite complex rhythmically. I think
yes.
We mentioned 150 over 16 at some point. Maybe there's some argument about that.
Yes.
Well, introduce the first tune for us, and let's hear some of this great music.
Sure. Okay. Let me say that.
Okay. This tune is a Bulgarian tune. It's called Jove Male Mome, and it's in 1816 time, and that's comprised of a 7 plus an 11. 1-3-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0.
Mm-hmm. And it does accelerate at the end, so we are not speeding up without proper care. All right. So I'll do the count off twice. Michael will come in on the either first or second, and then we'll start the song. Okay. Dugga the dugga 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 the dugga 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 the dugga 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 the dugga dugga. Thank you.
That's music from Bulgaria. I'll work on pronouncing the title properly. Jove Mali Mome. That was played by Natchez Thrace, the Balkan band, live in Studio C. Kyle Jones on tombak, Michael Lewandowski on mandolin, and Nermin Begovic on accordion. That's wonderfully intricate and energetic and exciting music. That's I don't know the context really culturally for this music, so someone can help me out if you'd like to take that.
I mean, as sophisticated as the rhythms seem to be, it's still village dance music from an agrarian culture. So there would be a dancing to this after harvest festivals, Christmas, Easter, weddings, things like that. Mm-hmm. So any excuse you can have to have a dance party.
Mm-hmm. And all those people after, as you mentioned, harvests, they were perfectly fit and very healthy and so ready for a party time. So basically, and this music is so inviting for this kind of, and it would be great. A wonderful visual experience to see dancers as well with the music.
Such rich music.
And there's a fantastic study behind this with Béla Bartók, of course, beginning this, the study of gypsy music and how that they travel and they go through all of Europe and into India as well. And there's a documentary on DVD called The Caravan of Gypsies, I think that everyone should get, because it's different cultures coming together from India, Rajasthan, and Bulgaria, Armenia, and they find out, hey, we're kind of one and the same in the origin in the music. So,
well, Kyle, tell us a bit about your tombak very briefly. It's not an ordinary tabla, for instance, is it?
Right. this tombak is it is pretty much befitting for Persian classical music, but it also can be used in Balkan music. It just has a richer basin to play from. If I were to hit the bass tone, the tome on that, I can change the pitch. So you can hear that. I hope that comes on the airway. But so it has a little bit richer basin than a lot of the Arabic or the Middle Eastern style tombaks or dombaks. It's still a drum. A drum is a drum. We use a lot of snaps for this drum, that kind of thing, and some plangs and all that good stuff. So it's just a basic drum.
Someone introduce the next tune.
Okay, the next tune we're going to do is another Bulgarian tune, and this one's called Sundansko Hero. And this is in the time signature of 2216 time, and that's comprised of 2 9s and a 4. And people who are familiar with, like, Dave Brubeck, this would be, the 9s are just like Blue Rondo a la Turk 9, so it's 1-1-1-1-1-3. So you got 2 of those, and then 4. So it's 1-1-1-1-1-3, 1-1-1-1-3, 1-1-1-1-3. That's a measure.
You're right. Dave Brubeck.
Doom the tacket, do good tacket, do good tacket, do good tacket, the tacket, tacket, do good 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 tacket. Thank you.
Sandansko Horo, played live in Studio C by Balkan band Natchez Thrace. I have a feeling you made that name up recently.
No, actually, I made it up a few years ago. I play in another band called Tansava Grupa, who supports the Nashville International Folk Dancers. They got a big workshop coming up, by the way, in March. But NIFD, Nashville International Folk Dancers. But anyway, I came up with that name a few years ago, and they were like, ah, that's funny, but nobody's going to get it. So they didn't take it. So I kept it in my pocket. And so when we spun off and did this trio thing, I said, how about this?
Perfect. Very clever and very perfect. Sandansko Horo, another rich example of the complexity and depth of the music, traditional music from Bulgaria we're hearing today by this Balkan band. They can play music from other countries, but today it's music from Bulgaria. Kyle Jones on tumbak, Michael Lewandowski on mandolin, and Nerim Begovic on accordion. Vashti Trishti. How'd I do, Nermin? Is that okay?
Pretty good.
The next tune.
Yep, that's the next tune, Vashti Trishti.
Should I preface this one?
If you'd like, go ahead.
Michael and I, of course, have a joking relationship in terms of the counting of this song. I have to count it out as the complete measure of 150 over 16.
That's the entire form of it.
150 against 16.
The melody over players, 16. We break it into, it's mostly in 1916, which is two fives and a nine. There are two measures of nine in it, but the rest of it is in 19.
Yes. So either way.
Easy for you to do, right?
Just try to count it either
way. We just
way.
Have to break it up into the melodic.
So if I do segments. The first count off, it would be 150 16th notes, and I'm not going to do that. So we'll just do 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
There you go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Vashti Trishti, another tune from Bulgaria. Traditional music from Bulgaria played live in Studio C by Kyle Jones, Michael Lewandowski, and Nermin Begovic. Nermin plays accordion, Michael the mandolin, and Kyle Jones the tumbak.
I was just waving at them.
I beg your pardon?
I was just waving at them in the studio.
To our listeners who are over in the other room. That's really fine music. I just amazed at the complexity and richness of this music. It's very rarely do I actually get to hear it in a room with people mm-hmm. playing it live.
Yeah.
We wish we have a couple of singers to sing this song.
That would be fun. We can do that later, maybe some other event. Dvashti Trishti, what does that mean? Does that have a translation into English?
Dvashti Trishti, it's like a kind of slang for 2-3, like 2-3, let's go.
Oh, so it's a rhythmic connection to the music.
Mm. Yes.
Let's see. Let's have a little bit of introduction. Nermin, what about who are you and why are you here besides you love music?
Oh, beside music, yeah. I found my passion beside music. I also love music history, basically history, astronomy, and so many other subjects, long story. Since I came from Bosnia, from former Yugoslavia in 1997, and from 2000, in 1999, I enrolled at the Austin Peay State University. I was studying with Dr. Stanley Yates, classical guitar, excellent teacher, excellent guitar player, had very great experience with all professors there. And after that, 2004, I began to work as a music therapist at Clover Bottom. And that's where I also found my passion for making people happy and smiling and working with the people.
This music definitely works for that purpose.
Absolutely. Worked with the people with the physical and mental disabilities. And after that, after I got laid off 2010, and I kind of, okay, I'm going to just play music. And I set sail like Columbus, not going where.
That's great. Well, it's wonderful to have you all here. It's a little different from what we usually hear in Studio C, but very definitely enjoying this. Go ahead and play the next tune, and we'll talk to Michael after that. How about that?
Okay, this next tune is a Bulgarian tune called Sedidonka. And this is our longest time signature. It's the longest Bulgarian time signature that we know to be out there. And it's in 25-16 time. And that's comprised of two sevens plus an 11. So it's 1-3-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0-1-0. That's a measure.
Mm-hmm. And I'll do the count.
Not too fast.
Not too fast, yeah. Dug it, 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 dug it,
dug it, dug it, dug it, dug it, dug it, dug it, dug it, dug it, dug it, dug it, dug it. Thank you.
Sedi Dunka, another tune from Bulgaria, traditional music from Bulgaria today with Natchez Thrace, Kyle Jones, Michael Lewandowski, and Nermin Begovic. And we promised a little tiny interview with Michael. So, Michael, briefly tell us about yourself.
Okay. I grew up in the Northeast in Connecticut, a small town called Hebron. Started playing mandolin when I was about 23 after playing rock and roll guitar and things like that when I was in high school. And then I moved to Northern California to study mandolin out there. There's some great world-class mandolin virtuosos out there. Mike Marshall and Radim Zenko were two of my teachers. And Radim taught at this music camp called the Lark in the Morning Music Camp. And you could take any kind of class, world music class, in that camp. And I was like, oh my God, I was so inspired by it that I set up my life like that. So aside from studying with Mike and Radim, jazz and classical and music theory and mandolin technique, I also studied North Indian classical music with Alaric Khan. I studied North African classical music with Omar Aydvimun Mukhtari, and Turkish and Arabic classical music with Mamie Spencer. I've really loved world music for a long time.
So we get the fruits of your work over the years. Mm.
Yeah, and you know, when I came here to Nashville, I went to the Greek festival, and they said, okay, we're going to play a song from northern Greece. And they said, this is called Paidushko. And I said, that's a Bulgarian term. That's a 5-beat time signature. And when they played it and the dancers were dancing to it, I was like, oh, my heart, I love this music. I've got to find it here in Nashville. Mm. So I met this woman named Noah Benamotz at an Irish session, because there's this weird thing that sometimes happens where Irish people get the Bulgarian bug, and I was trying to find some people that did that. So I said, is there any scene for that here in Nashville? And she said, no, but we could start one. Mm. So she introduced me to the Nashville International Folk Dancers, and there were some musicians among the dancers there who had been just waiting for people to show up and play. So we started a band called Tansova Grupa. And Nerman was in that band at the time, and we decided to spin off to be able to do this music more often, faster tempos, without reading, so we could just segue from whatever tune we wanted to. And so that's how Natchez Thrace was born.
Well, it's great that this music is in Nashville. Natchez Thrace is the name of the group today, and Michael came up with that name, I understand. So let's hear your final tune. I'm going to let someone else pronounce it, please.
Okay. And I just want to give a little plug that we play just about every Sunday night at Shalimar Fine Indian Cuisine.
Yes.
In Green Hills. So if anybody wants to come out to Green Hills and hear some Balkan music, yeah. I tell people it's delicious, nutritious food and melodic, exotic music.
Simply food fit for royals.
Yes.
Royals.
And a shout out to my wife, Samantha Jones, and my baby, Eden. Just wanted to say that.
All right. Okay, so this is one is called Krivo Sadovsko Horol. Krivo means crooked. Referring to the time signature again. Yeah. And Sadovsko just refers to the region where the tune is from. Mm. So this one is in 13-16 time. A little bit simpler than some of the other ones. So this is a 9 plus a 4. So it's 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-3-1-2-1-2.
Count it off twice. Duga daga duga daga duga daga duga daga duga daga duga daga duga daga. Thank you.
Sadovsko. I hope I pronounced that somewhat in the right direction.
Perfect.
Yes. Music from Bulgaria today, played by the Balkan band, Nashville's Balkan band, Natchez Thrace. I don't know if there's another Balkan band in Nashville, but if you didn't know there was one and been listening today, you now know there is at least one Balkan band in Nashville. They not only play music from Bulgaria, but other Balkan countries as well. Yeah. Kyle Jones played the tumbak, Michael Lewandowski the mandolin, and Nermin Begovic the accordion. Thanks for this rich program today, guys.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you for inviting us. Yes. And we are just we just warmed up and we are ready for a party. And now we have to go.
It comes with the music, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Up next week, a program we look forward to every year, the Blair Student Musician Showcase. The young kids will be here. They've had competitions over there, and some of them will be here showing what they can do next week live in Studio C. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation for their support of Live in Studio C and Nashville Public Radio. And our thanks to our engineer for the program, Carl Peterson, who was assisted today by Cameron Atkins as well. I'm Will Griffin, and we appreciate you being with us for Middle Tennessee's Classical Music Live in Studio C.